hands off. That is the message to Customs and Border Patrol agents. A federal court in Boston ruled that agents no longer have the authority to conduct suspicionless searches of phones and laptops at U.S. ports of entry. The number of these searches has quadrupled since 2015. Nathan Freed Wessler is a staff attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union, which defended the case. The ACLU represented 11 plaintiffs. All of them legally reside in the U.S. Nate told us more about who they are.
We represent two journalists, some students, business people, a professor, a NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory scientist, and all of these folks at least once, and some of them a number of times, have been subjected to really extraordinarily invasive searches of their phones and laptops by border agents. About half or so of our plaintiffs are Muslim. A number of them are people of color. Tied up in our serious concerns about the government's practices are concerns about racial and religious profiling.
Is there a particular story, Nate, from one of the plaintiffs that kind of stands out for you?
One of our plaintiffs, a journalist, was traveling on one of these trips back from Montreal on a bus with his 11-year-old daughter, and they found themselves detained overnight in a border station while agents searched exhaustively through his phone, came back and asked him questions about items on the phone that related to his journalism. We have another client in this case who was trying to travel from Canada to the U.S. by plane. Border agents took her phone and told them they intended to search it. She informed them that there were emails and text messages on that phone that included her communications with her ACLU lawyer in this very case, privileged communications. Our client watched as a border agent clicked through and viewed messages between our client and her ACLU lawyer.
Nate, with a suspicionless search, if agents find something on a phone suddenly that they deem suspicious, what do they have the right to do? Can they keep the phone? Can they detain the person?
The government has claimed the authority to conduct these searches anytime it wants to, and then to use information they find through that search for purposes including immigration or customs enforcement, but also for just regular law enforcement prosecutions, for adding to government databases that can be searched and queried by numerous other law enforcement agencies later. And there's a reason that the framers of the Fourth Amendment 2 centuries ago put some limits on when police are allowed to search our private spaces and our private information. It's to create some friction to ensure that police and other law enforcement agents can only gather this kind of information when they have a good reason to do so.
And the Fourth Amendment is part of the Bill of Rights that prohibits unreasonable searches and seizures. The court ruled yesterday that searching electronic devices without suspicion is unconstitutional. How did the plaintiffs react to this ruling? Do they feel like this is vindication?
The plaintiffs in this case are thrilled. This is a real vindication of the concerns they've been raising throughout this case. So we are committed to continuing to fight for the rights of our plaintiffs and by extension for everyone who travels in and out of this country every year, the hundreds of millions of people who find themselves at the border and deserve the full measure of protection under our Constitution.
That was Nathan Freed Wessler of the ACLU.